No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
EAGLES. Eagles.
Welcome in, everybody, to a football 24/7 Sunday edition following the Philadelphia Eagles open practice and a raucous crowd tonight. Filled the stadium on an August day. Johnny Mack joining me now by phone from the stadium. John, how you doing on this Sunday evening, brother?
Doing well. The Eagles went, I believe it's the longest practice of the Nick Sirianni era. So it ended poorly late in the practice. Landon Dickerson went down, had difficulty leaving the field. Toughest guy, obviously, he's going to make it. Trainers helped Jordan Mailata. Then Big Dom came in to get him off the field. Wasn't putting much weight on his right leg. And then he was carted back to the locker room. The good news is he was in the front seat of the cart, looked like he could move his knee. So there's some, you know, thought it might be a foot, but we'll get more information on that as it goes in. As you know, tomorrow we'll likely get more information. But obviously, you know, this team has had a great run of luck with injuries.
Yep.
And, you know, normally they go for an hour 45, and they would have been off the field. And they were going longer, probably, you know, to give the fans, as you mentioned, they sold 60,000 tickets. I imagine there's between 45 and 50 who showed up, you know, for charity. But a lot of people here, a lot of people crossed the street at a Chris Brown concert. So it's a zoo down here, but it's all marred, overwhelmed by this potential Landon Dickerson injury, which you're talking about a consecutive three-time Pro Bowler, one of the best left guards in football, and that, you know, that would be a devastating loss for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Disaster strikes in the final 15, 20 minutes of practice, and Johnny Mack mentions they go long for the fans, sometimes not worth it to do. John, what did you see on the play? Did anything stick out about the play? Could you? I'm sure your angle wasn't obviously great, and you're not sitting there on social media watching replays of it, but anything that stood out to you about the play? Could you see if he tweaked the knee and ankle? Was it a sprained ankle? Anything you saw about it that you can share?
Well, the only thing I could share is that, you know, Jordan Mailata did not look happy at first when he was laying on the turf, had the binoculars out. He was upset. I did see some, you know, the irony of these practices is, as media members, we can't take video past the opening, you know, 10, 15 minutes, individual drills, stretching and individual drills. Fans are out in the stands taking, you know, some are doing video of the whole practice, and it's not great video, but I did see one where he kind of was just getting, you know, pushed back, normal pass rush, and he just kind of collapsed. So I don't think it was anything about other than, you know, sometimes these injuries come just because it's, you know, wear and tear and it's the time for whatever to go. But, you know, I always say if I were to pick the toughest Eagle, it's Landon Dickerson. I mean, he was on the practice report yesterday with a knee injury and didn't work in team drills. It was Brett Toth who also came in to finish this practice. And today, again, open practice for the fans, 50,000 maybe here. And he's not even on the practice report, not limited, not anything. He's right back out there playing. He's played through so many injuries. He tore both his ACLs in college. He tore one at Florida State. He tore the other at Alabama. He's had a history of leg injuries. The Eagles have gotten this is the reason he was a second-round pick and not a first-round pick. And, you know, you hope for the best. And if anybody's going to be okay, it's going to be Landon Dickerson because he's going to – and even last year, if you think about – he and Cam Jurgens, I think most of it was on Cam Jurgens, but he was fighting through a knee injury last year in the playoffs, and he probably shouldn't have played either, certainly in the Super Bowl. So he's fought through things before, and I wouldn't assume that he's not going to be able to fight through this. But scary moment from the standpoint of I saw Jordan Mailata, who's his best friend, you know, on the team, and you know, he's the best man at his wedding, so he was pretty upset. And again, they're not doctors, and that's no guarantee of anything significant. But he was not putting any weight for the most part on that right leg, and you hope it's a four-week injury because it's still early August as far versus a more significant injury.
A new storyline has emerged and it has potentially jumped immediately to the top of the list. John, a couple things there you just mentioned. You mentioned how tough of a player he is, and my mind goes a couple different places when you say that. One is, boy, if he was hurting, and we all know how tough Landon is, he was in some freaking pain. And the other thing would be sometimes that can give some false optimism. You know, I think of the late, great Kobe Bryant. I know it's not the same injury, but, you know, Kobe famously hit a free throw with a torn Achilles. How tough he was, but obviously it still resulted in what it resulted in, the need for surgery, the need to miss time, and the need for all those things. So a lot of openness here where it could go either way, but doesn't sound like it's good right now for Landon.
Yeah, I mean, I've already seen some of the Twitter doctors saying it's a good sign that he was able to bend his knee, so maybe it's not his knee, and that's potential good. And he did, as I said, he wasn't on the back of the cart. He was able to ride as sort of the passenger. Right. So there's some positive, and I hesitate with those video things. I mean, Dr. Chow's very good at it. I haven't seen him do a review of the film. I don't know if there's great enough video to do it yet. This is not a game, remember. It's just a bunch of fans with their iPhones, you know, taking video in the stands. So, you know, a lot of questions. But, you know, anytime you see somebody leave the field and not putting any weight on their leg, you're somewhat concerned. But by no means is that a guarantee that it's the worst case scenario either. So this is one where you just have to wait and see.
Could you tell who made the hit on him? Not that I think it would say anything about the player, but just trying to bring those who weren't there inside to get an inside look. Could you tell who gave the bull rush? Because, I mean, the bull rush Landon Dickerson takes some strength.
Yeah, I didn't see, you know, the Eagles are wearing these lime numbered jerseys. They always do. They give them, you know, Eagles autism. Unfortunately, the defense was in the white jerseys. I got to tell you, they're impossible to see the numbers
it's
on the
so white shirt. Hard. I couldn't tell in the video. John, I'm zooming in trying to figure it out.
You have no idea. It drives us all crazy. Now, the green jerseys is bad enough, but you can make it out. The white jerseys, it is really, really difficult. And yeah, so I wish I could give more information. But I did, from what I did see, it wasn't a violent bull rush or anything like that. Sometimes there's an injury and it's ready to go and it goes, you know. And anytime you have a 290, 300 pound offensive lineman or defensive lineman pushing on you, it doesn't even have to be a great bull rush.
It's leverage. Yeah, we talk about this a lot.
Yeah, if it's going to go, it's going to go. And hopefully that's not the case. But it certainly didn't look like, you know, there was at one point Josh Uche bowled over Miles Hinton. It wasn't like that. It wasn't like he was getting, you know.
Yeah, he didn't get clobbered into next week. Yeah, and got hurt. So no update yet on the severity of Landon Dickerson's injury. We will keep everybody posted. John, any idea when the first update will come? I would imagine this is probably at the least the end of training camp for Landon. Maybe not. Maybe he's good. But I would think that they would slow it down in terms of how much to put him on the field.
Landon's the kind of guy you got to save from himself, I think, at
times. That's kind of what I meant with the Kobe thing. You know, you get up and he's like, okay, everything's good. And then you go get an x-ray and it's like, dude, your ankle's broken, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I would hope they'd scale him back for at least, you know, if everything's fine.
What I mean, at least camp, right?
Yeah, and we'll see. Now the players have a day off tomorrow. So, you know, a bunch of us will try to contact Landon's agent, see if there's any sort of preliminary thought. But worst case scenario, we'll get an update practice on Tuesday. They'll put out the daily practice report. I mean, right now we don't know if it's a knee, it could be a foot, it could be anything. So, but Landon unfortunately has a significant history with knee injuries.
Right.
Knee surgery this year in the offseason from that injury I talked about that probably shouldn't have been playing the Super Bowl.
Exactly.
But however, you know, again, he was at least able to bend the knee. So maybe that's a positive.
No doubt about it. Only got 20 minutes here with Johnny Mac. John, I will dive into some of the other things with you because I don't want to leave all that out. We'll dive into Landon Dickerson, me in the chat a little bit later on in the show. Appreciate everybody for being here. Hit that like button. John, what else in the practice outside of Landon Dickerson? I know, obviously, that's the big story at this point, but what else went on? A long practice, John? You said over 2 hours, which is pretty crazy to hear in the Sirianni era. Who stood out in front of 60,000 or whatever it was strong for Philly?
Yeah, I think it was a big day for the defense. Quinion Mitchell just continues. He locked down Devontae Smith, and that's Devontae Smith on three different occasions. Devontae had the biggest play for the offense, about a 25-yard touchdown on a go route, but it wasn't on Quinion. And he had another catch, but it wasn't on Quinion. It was on a Dory Jackson. The touchdown was a Cooper DeJean in coverage, Cindy Brown closing. Quinion locked him down. He's having an amazing summer. And then I think Jihad Campbell had his best practice. And interesting, it was from the second level. And the biggest play for the defense, it was a red zone. And this is really, they had a competitive, the defense won 12-9 competitive, you know, it's a modified scoring system.
Right.
But, you know, Jihad had a big rush in the red zone. They should have called it a sack at about the 1 yard line on Jalen Hurts, but they didn't. So Jalen sort of moved and tried to throw the ball, and the ball slipped out of his hand, and Nolan Smith got it for a pick six. So either way, it was a big play for the defense. And Jihad had a couple big rushes. And you can see his length and his athleticism is a problem for blockers when he's going straight ahead. So I think he's got big time potential as a blitzer, which obviously isn't a big thing in the Eagles defense as a whole. But I think it might become a big thing in those types of situations.
Because you have that player, right?
Yeah. In the red zone specifically, whether you have a team backed up or you're in the red zone trying to stop him from scoring a touchdown, I think that's when it's really going to show up and Vic will utilize it in those types of situations. You can also see some of the youth. He got caught on two occasions, another good rush, and Jalen kind of dipped his shoulder inside, went outside of him, and got a big scramble. And then Saquon caught a pass in the flat, and he thought he was going to go out of bounds, but he didn't go out of bounds. And it kind of just zipped by him for another, 10 yards or so. So, he's still got stuff to learn, but boy, you can really see his like I said, he creates, especially for interior offensive linemen from the second level. Like when he's screaming at you, it's like, oh boy, it's like a big praying mantis coming at you as a blocker.
Yeah, an athletic praying mantis coming on. So Quinyon Mitchell and Jahad Campbell with two great practices. Boy, the stories we're hearing, John, on Quinyon Mitchell are unbelievable. I cannot wait to see what he has in store year two. John, how'd Jalen Hurts look out there in the open practice for everybody to see?
Yeah, it wasn't the greatest day for the offense, as I mentioned. I think the defense really, really had a big day. Probably the best pass rush day I think I've seen from the defense all camp. Josh Uche is starting to, again, I think he's distancing himself from Azeez Ojulari specifically. He keeps making a play or two every practice. You had the good interior rush from Jalen Carter, Moro Jomo, which has, been pretty consistent. And they really started to, turn the corner a little bit with the pass rush.
Good stuff there, Johnny Mack, on the offense. Still don't seem to be pushing the ball down the field much through the air, but hey, maybe we'll figure out if that means anything.
Well, they had the touchdown to Devontae, which is about 25 yards.
So. All right, that's good. I'll take that. How did Ringo look, John? Obviously, a big sight on Ringo, big bullseye on Ringo since that preseason game. How did he look tonight at open practice?
Adoree was back taking the first rep. So they keep going back and forth. Kelly did yesterday. So that continues. That hasn't changed. Not a bad performance, not a great performance, I would say. Nothing stands out bad. Nothing stood out good for Kelly Ringo. I think overall that's good because really what you're trying to eliminate is the bad plays. And I don't think he had many of them today.
Yeah, good stuff there, Johnny Mack. We'll see how Kelee Ringo continues to develop. How about that safety spot today, J-Mack?
Yeah, I mean, Sidney Brown, Drew Macuba's, you can really see he took a step back, missing all those practices, and he continues to try to work back in. Sidney was late when Devontae beat Cooper for that touchdown, so that was a little bit of a negative. But I think overall he's doing a pretty good job. He's going to make it difficult for Drew Macuba, at least early in the season. So I think he'll get an opportunity. And then if he plays well early in the season, he'll get to keep it. And if not, maybe Drew's back into the equation. But it's still, August, whatever we are, 10th, 11th, I don't even know. But there's still time. There's two preseason games. But right now, Drew Macuba doesn't look like he's pushing Sidney. And if anything, I would think Andre Sam is closer to Tristan McCollum than Tristan McCollum is to Drew Macuba and Sidney Brown. So I think he's kind of fallen back as well.
Got it. Good stuff there, Johnny Mack. John, any other names worth mentioning? I know you got to get out of here. I got one more question for you on Landon before I let you run, but I do want to make sure we get all the names who stood out tonight. I know we won't be able to get them all in 20 minutes. We'll be live 8 a.m. on Birds 365 for a full 2-hour show.
Yeah, and some business on the air, our regular Monday, Jeff Kerr will be on, but also Chris Franklin. So Chris is
awesome. Yeah, we haven't talked to Chris in a bit. Good stuff.
But yeah, the two undrafted guys. Darius Cooper, I want to get this in. The Eagles made him, you know, gave him the first team rep on kickoff returns on a couple of occasions because it was a scrimmage type of environment. So they would kick off
right
before the offense would go in there. Darius Cooper was out there with Will Shipley. And he was also getting gunner reps when they were working special teams and on punt returns. And, you know, that to me is a clear indication that they're trying to find a spot for him on this roster. And
say, what can he do outside of be a receiver?
I mean, he is really, you know, and I talked to Nick before the practice about him and him getting a lot of second team and even some first team reps on Saturday. Clearly that Howie and Nick have and everybody else on the personnel side has opened their eyes to Darius Cooper. And then Taylor Moore's a guy. I mean, that guy just gets unbelievable separation. And Ja'Corian Bennett, twice in a row, he did an inside-outside move to get about 4 yards of separation. I mean, in the NFL, that's just massive. And then he did the same thing to Mac McWilliams. He might have got 5 yards of separation for a touchdown in the red zone. These were second-team reps, but he's up from third-team to second-team. So these bottom-of-the-roster receivers the Eagles have are much better than what we're used to seeing. I can tell you that.
Well, God, I'd love to hear it, man. Taylor Moore, it kind of reminds me of Brent Covey with the way he plays. And you talk about the separation. Pretty cool, but very exciting about Darius Cooper as well. I agree, John. Looking for ways to get him on the football field if you do keep him, if you're forced to keep him, you know, and maybe he can play some special teams. John, last question here on Landon Dickerson. All right. In your objective mind, John, and the way you think, what comes to mind when you envision a world for this team if Landon does miss time? What player comes to mind? What shuffling that Jeff Stoutland would have to do on that offensive line comes to mind? What do you think this team would look like in a scenario where Landon Dickerson can't be on the football field?
Yeah, I think in the worst-case scenario, I already wrote about it. From my thought process, it would be moving Tyler Steen to left guard.
Right.
And inserting Matt Pryor at right guard or Darian Kennard. You know, it's interesting because Darian Kennard started as the second-team right tackle. Matt Pryor is the second-team right guard. Recently in camp, it's been more Pryor at right tackle, more Kennard at right guard. So right. Could be either of them. I because of how well Matt Pryor played last year and his experience, I think they would go Pryor. But I think they'd move Tyler Steen. Remember when, you know, Landon Dickerson in the NFC Championship game was playing center, they moved, you know, Tyler Steen was obviously playing to left guard. So he's done it in the past, and I think that would be the way they would go if it were a season-ending injury. But the hope is, you know, it'll be a multi-week injury, I would think, versus a out-for-the-season injury.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll continue to give you guys the updates on that. John mentioned Eagles off
tomorrow. And by the way, sorry to interrupt, but by the way, in that case, it might be Brett. If it's a couple weeks, it might be Brett Toth.
Right. It's a different yeah. Solution depending on the severity exactly. And length of the injury. Right. Makes exactly. Sense. Johnny Mac, great show tonight, brother. Appreciate you doing it. I know you've got to run. They're going to lock John in, everybody. So we got to let him go. I know we want to hear more from him. J-Mac, thank you, brother. Appreciate you doing it on this Sunday night. Get home safe, and we'll talk to you in the morning on Birds 365.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, all.
Thank you, J-Mac. There's Johnny Mac, John McMullen, the number one Eagles beat reporter in town. Go and follow him at JF McMullen. There's nobody better to get Eagles news from than Johnny Mac. We got plenty to talk about here. I'm going to be live for a little bit while longer here as we analyze what went on at the open practice. Got a couple comments, guys, just for me personally here, and I'll get to Landon. We'll talk about Darius Cooper. We'll get to some of the other questions on the team and some of the other topics on the team, but can we give a little bit of a fucking shout out to this city and this fan base? Did you see the excitement and the amount of people in that stadium for a practice? We're talking about practice. And the fans are showing up and showing. There's more fans in that stadium for practice than some teams get all year long in their games. I mean, we have such an amazing fan, and it's not a cliche, right? It's become a cliche that we have a great fan base, but it's real. The meat and potatoes say it's real, right? It's actually what it says it is, what we say we are. The best fan base in the world are Philadelphia Eagles fans. I couldn't believe it. I'm looking at this video. I'm like, look at Eagles fans. They are unbelievable the way they show up. So gotta love it. I had to give a shout out to the great people, the great Eagles fans that are out there, the great ones that are listening to this show right now. We appreciate each and every one of you. I know the Eagles appreciate you guys. We have a special family, a special city, a special team, a special fan base, and a lot of special things going on. So I just wanted to give that shout out because I was on the move today driving around. I'm like, oh, shit, the Eagles practice tonight. Let me load up social. First video I see is Jalen running out of the tunnel tonight, and I'm just like, what the? This city, man, this fan base is unbelievable. So I had to give that shout out to the fan base tonight. Second thought that I want to go to tonight, and we're going to get to Landon. We're kind of going to end on him. I'm going to pull up the video. We'll talk about it. I'll take some comments from the great people of Jacob Nation in the chat, what you guys think. Makes me a little uneasy thinking about Landon Dickerson going down. I'm not going to overreact to it yet. He's a tough dude. He's a tough son of a bitch. And I'm not going to sit here and say I think he's out for good. I mean, look, whenever a guy like that does go down and he is as tough as he is, you worry about it. But we'll talk all about that later. The next guy I want to talk about right now is Darius Cooper. Okay, I put up a tweet on yesterday, I believe. Yeah, yesterday around 4 or 5 p.m. And I said, I am a Darius Cooper truther, and the Eagles would be fools to cut this guy at the end of training camp. You got to keep six wide receivers. And it looks like the Eagles are now thinking exactly like that. Not to toot my own horn, but I'm just saying, I watched that kid in the preseason game, and some people were like, it's one preseason game, dude. You're overreacting. And I'm like, no. Sometimes you watch a player and you're like, that dude can fucking play. No. That guy can play. All right. And when I watched that dude on Saturday or last Thursday night, I said, that guy can play. And it sounds like now the Eagles punt returns, special teams gunner. Look, when you're a back end roster receiver, you got to do more than just be able to catch the football. You got to play special teams. You got to do some of those different things. So the fact that they're trying him out now at punt returner on special teams as a gunner, you know how he already knows, I don't want to let this guy go. He's too good. You know, and the other guy, the other thing I would say, the other line of thinking on Darius Cooper is, hey, we have Jahan Dotson. We don't need Cooper. And this is what I would say. Jahan Dotson's got 1 year left. And again, this isn't a knock on. I love Dotson, but we already pay two receivers. Like, we're not paying Dotson, right? I hope he has a great year this year. But after this year, we all agree, probably Jahan Dotson's gone. Now you got Darius Cooper. You could have an upgrade at wide receiver 3 next year, and you didn't have to do anything. You got an undrafted free agent who's come out of the woodwork. I mean, I'm keeping this guy in Philly. I don't give a shit what it takes. This kid is a stud. I love the mentality, all right? And you see the skill set. Now, let's see what he continues to do. It is early. I understand that. But that dude passes the eye test in spades, all right, in spades. So this guy is a guy I could see being here for 2-3 years at least. You know, I don't know what the undrafted contracts are, maybe 3 years, but he's cheaper than Dotson. He has a chance to be here longer than Dotson. And I think you can make an argument he'd be as good as Dotson right now. So Dotson obviously has the pedigree, a first round pick and all those different things. But, you know, I feel good with that guy. I mean, I feel like he's a really good insurance pal. I mean, remember, guys, I love AJ and Devontae too, and they're great players. Both of them have missed some games. Both of them. You know, so you want to have a rock. Do you want Johnny Wilson to be in for AJ if AJ misses a couple games? You know, Darius Cooper on the outside. I feel all right about him. Now, maybe he's not as AJ. I'm obviously not going to be like AJ Brown, but I feel good about that guy catching some passes from Jalen Hurts. I feel real good about that. So that's the next guy I wanted to talk about. I know he's obviously a fan favorite right now because of what he was able to do, but Jason, I'm kind of with you, man. I know people say it's crazy, but dude, he plays the game like AJ. Plays the game like AJ in terms of his style. I'm not saying it's talent, but a style. So big fan of Darius Cooper, and I'm happy to hear. Look, Brian Pumper is in here. He's a Johnny Wilson truther. Pump, they're already using Darius Cooper in special teams, in punt return over here. Darius Cooper
for his hair, baby. They like him, Pump. They like Darius Cooper, and I do too. So I'm happy about Darius Cooper being here. All right, now let's talk a little bit about Landon Dickerson. What is the thought process here? You know, I'm so conflicted on it at this moment because, first, let me reset. All right, let me reset. Dirty Air checks in. I just joined. What's the word on Landon?
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's Hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Yeah, this is the word on Landon. He rode the cart in the front seat. Look, doesn't look like, this is just from the eye. Nobody's confirmed this yet, but it didn't look like it was a knee. This is a lot of Twitter doctor, a lot of people on Twitter. So there's no verified source saying that, but to the eye, it doesn't look like a knee. There's a video out there on social. I'm going to pull it up in a second, and we're going to look at it. That looks like he got stepped on by Jordan Mailata. So there's no verification on the severity of the injury. We know he was carted off practice. We know it happened at the very end of practice, and this is the one thing that sucks, all right? The Eagles normally go an hour 40 tops. They're not a huge practice. They've been very good with this. Some people criticize how much they practice, but one thing is for sure, they're a very healthy football team, and they have been for the better part of the last 3 years. So they go a little longer because there's a lot of fans in the stand. And I'm not saying they made the wrong decision, but it does suck that in the last 10 minutes of a 2-hour, 20-minute practice, John called it probably easily the longest practice, you know, in the Sirianni era, that he goes down. I don't want to put everything on that. I'm not trying to blame them or anything, but it just sucks because, you know, you do something great for the fans. You show up, who I just gave the big shout out to, and Landon goes down. It sucks. But that's the update. He rode out. He's a very tough dude. And when you see him in that type of pain, obviously you'll wonder what the severity is going to be. You have Jordan Mailata, who was evidently very upset about it, seemed very angry. Again, maybe it's because he knew he stepped on him. I don't know. You had Lane Johnson, who was apparently very upset. So no update yet in terms of severity, but we saw what we saw. Let's pull up the window, the video now, and I'll take a look at it. Now, I'm not one that jumps into it. I get it, guys. The videos are cool, but with all due respect to this guy, Jake Friel, who I don't know at all, but with all due respect to him, I'm not going to take what he tweeted out, and that's not going to become my gospel, you know, on whether Landon's okay or not. But let me make this a little bigger for everybody. All right, let me try and make it a little bigger. All right, how's that? If you watch Landon, here's Landon, obviously, right here. I can't see the number at all of who's lined up on him. It looks like the guy in this who was on the center hits him. Yep, it's the guy who was lined up on the center. Let me rewind that. All right, let's watch Landon's legs here. This is Landon Dickerson getting hit on the injured play. Ooh, I don't know if I saw him get stepped on. Yeah, you can see Mailata. Watch Mailata at the end of that too. Watch Mailata at the end of this. Mailata hobbles too. I don't know if Mailata did something, but I don't know. It looks like that inside foot to me. I got to mute that. That might be copyright shit. Let me look at this video here. Which leg is it? It could be that outside. I think it. No, he hold. Which knee is he hold when he goes down? Is there more videos on social media? Yeah, I saw that, Peters. Mailata came up limping as well. Let me watch this one more time here. Oh, who the fuck is Bird Brain? I can't. It looks like he grabs that right knee, right? That's the inside. That's the inside leg. So for people who are saying Mailata stepped on it, maybe that's true, but doesn't it look like Landon grabs that right leg first? Watch him go down here. See him grabbing right there? You see him grab? Doesn't that look like he's grabbing the right leg? And then he rolls, so maybe... I don't know. It's very tough to tell. This is why we can't really make any conclusive evidence on anything that happened right now. All right. You know, I have no idea what to make of these videos other than slow the video down. How do you slow it? Playback. Okay, here we go. Here it is going very slow. 0.25. No, it's going really slow. Really freaking slow. All right, watch Landon. The guy in the center comes over. Looks like that right leg gets caught under to me. Watch that. See the right leg get caught under? Here comes the guy who's on the center. Can't tell who it is. See, and there it looks like the right leg almost stutter steps back. And then you can see he looks like he immediately grabs the right leg, which would mean it wasn't the leg. Like if Mailata stepped on a leg, it would be that left leg, obviously, the outside leg toward Mailata. Let me watch this one more time here. All right, watch the guy on the center, and then he comes off in the landing. He connects with Landon, and then that right leg gets all stuttered up. Boom, right on that step back. He steps back with the right leg and stutters it up immediately. Right leg, step back, boom. Stutters up, and it folds, and he falls backwards. I think it's the right leg. I think it's the right leg. Again, don't listen to me. Let's find out once we know more. But I'm just looking at the video with all of you guys. Let me look at what the comments are saying. Jeez, here's the one thing I'll say. I don't think it's Achilles because I don't think he's getting up if it's Achilles. I don't think he's getting up if it's Achilles. DM says it's his left ankle. Zoom it in just like I did. Jordan stepped on his left ankle. Yeah, but... why does he grab his right leg then, DM? I'm not trying to say you're wrong. I think maybe Jordan did step on the ankle. But could that have created a situation where, think about it, your left leg gets tied up, which means your right leg moves back further than your left leg does, you know, not in unison anymore. And maybe that makes something happen to your right leg. It looks like to me like he's grabbing the right leg. Am I seeing it wrong? I know Mailata stepped on him. That's not what I'm saying. I know that. But he didn't grab the leg that Mailata stepped on. You know, if you get stepped on by Mailata and you roll your ankle, you grab the ankle that got stepped on, for crying out loud. See, Riot kind of says something that I might see too. Again, not a doctor, everybody. I'm not the arbiter of truth on what's happening here. I'm just trying to look at the video and think if we can come up with something. It's definitely his right leg, but looks like he hyperextended the knee. I think I see a second stepper. I saw that too, Torty. We can zoom in. I know I can't really zoom in because I'm doing a shared screen from the computer. So It doesn't, if I make it full screen, you guys can't see it. Let's watch it again here. All right, here we go. The guy on the center, I can't tell who it is. Is it Gabe Hall? I don't know who it is. He falls off the center and goes over to Landon. All right, boom. Engage with Landon. What? I think it's the right leg, guys. I'm not saying he didn't get stepped on by Mailata, but it looks to me like that right leg gets held up. What? See that? Did you see? Watch. See the right leg step back right there? Look, his leg is extended right there, that right leg. Boom. And then it almost like stutters forward the minute he hits, which is where I thought hyperextended as well. And he immediately falls backwards and grabs the right leg. I think it's a right. I think it's a right. Has anybody put out anything official yet? Has anybody put out anything official? JT, you probably can't send a link in the chat. So if you want to tweet it to me, tweet it to at Xander Krause, and I'll pull it up. I'll pull it up. Yeah, Kevin, I think it's his right leg too. Crowley, that's my hope on the Achilles. Now he's a tough dude, Crowley. He's a tough motherfucker. He is, man. He's a tough dude. So maybe it is, but I'd like to be optimistic on that part and say I don't think it's the Achilles. Yeah, but Kerwin, you ever heard of Kerwin? Now, again, Kobe's a different beast. So, and I gave a shout out to Kobe earlier in the night. See, Dirty Air sees exactly what I saw. The way his right leg seized up. Dirty Air is exactly what I saw. The right leg seizes up. Something's wrong there. And that's my worry. But I talked about the Kobe thing. You know, Matt, who said that? Kerwin, it almost gives you a sense of, you know, you're so tough. You think it makes you think it's better than it is. You know, Kobe gets up there, shoots free throws. I'm sure Lakers fans at the time were like, I don't think he ruptured it. You know, he totally shot free throws. Maybe. I don't know. You know, but the guy's toughness overcomes it. His adrenaline overcomes it. And it ultimately was an issue. I don't know, man. I don't know what to make of it. All I know is this. We need Landon Dickerson. That dude is such an anchor on that offensive line. And I know we got a great offensive line. I'm not saying, but now you're going to go into the season with two new guards, going to change up a lot more things. That changes how good you're doing, you know, what your tackles are able to do. C-Love says you're overreacting. Yep. C-Love, I'm not trying to overreact. I've told you very clearly, I'm not here to make a proclamation on anything. I'm looking at what we know right now, and I'm analyzing your three-time Pro Bowl guard who went down before a year. We're trying to go and win a Super Bowl again. Injuries happen. It's football. I don't think anybody's overreacting. I think we're reacting to what's happening, and we don't have information. So we're going off of what we have. When we have more information, we'll react to that appropriately. Now, it's good you think he'll be fine, but some would say you're underreacting. What if he comes back a torn Achilles, you know? I'm just saying, we can only go off what we got. See, Deshae brings up another good point. Landon's 330. If it's not an Achilles, because if it was, that – yeah. Deshae, I think you're probably right, all right? All right, I think you're probably right, Deshae. I think if it's an Achilles, it's a lot worse than this. So we'll see, man. We'll see. All I know is shit, man. I hope Landon's all right. Quick sign of the cross for my boy Landon. I hope he's all right. I'm going to send prayers down to him and his family because I know you don't have to pray with me, all right? I'm a Catholic. I'll do that. I hope he's all right, man, because he's a – not only is he a great football player, but he's a big part of this team, big part of this leadership group, big part of the camaraderie of this team. You know, Pumper brings up another good point. Jordan Mailata was visibly angry. Lane Johnson was visibly angry. You know, I don't think those guys are visibly angry if Landon says to him, yeah, I rolled my ankle, guys. You know, there's a lot of people saying, I think he rolled his ankle. Look, I hope you're right. I really do. I hope you're right. But, you know, I don't think Jordan Mailata is visibly angry, because he was over talking to Landon. Like, he was with Landon. He's the one who helped Landon up. You know, is he angry if Landon looks at him and says, hey, I rolled my – you stepped on my ankle, dude. Thanks. I rolled it. You know, I don't know. I'm just trying to put the puzzle pieces together. Just trying to put the puzzle pieces together. But let's watch the video one more time here. All right, this is in slow motion at 0.25 speed. You can see Landon is right here. All right, this is the defender who connects with Landon. I think it's Gabe Hall. Can't see the numbers. Oh, let me pull it back up. Sorry, I apologize. All right, here's Landon right here. See my mouse? This right here is the defender who hits Landon. All right, he's lined up on Juergens. This guy goes to the outside, and this defender engages with Dickerson. Watch Dickerson very closely. Even if his left leg was stepped on, to me it looks like the right leg almost like stutter step. Like he puts it back, and then he immediately like picks it up. You can almost see it like reject in a way. It's like a slingshot almost. It like bounces off the turf. Let's watch this here. Watch Landon. Here's Landon. All right, defender engaged, right leg back, boom. Immediately jumps up, and from there, he immediately falls back on his ass immediately. Watch the right leg, stutter, boom, and he's falling backwards. Clearly lost all leverage once that right leg stuttered up. Here it is again. Right leg down, stutter, falling back. And then you can see the after. That, to me, looks like he's grabbing his right leg. I don't know where, because many said they don't think it's the knee. Maybe it's not the knee. Yeah, it's the right leg, guys. It's the right leg for sure. It's the right leg for sure. There's zero doubt in my mind it's the right leg right now. I shouldn't say zero. JT says he DM'd me. Let me look at it. I follow you back, bro. I just followed you back. All right, here we go. This is a physical therapist guy. All right, let me share this video. Give me a sec here. Give me a sec. I'll pull up this other video. We'll look at it at another angle. All right, here we go. All right, wait, let me read this guy. This is where I'm looking with Landon Dickerson. He's loaded heavily on his right foot ankle while it's rapidly going from plantar flexation into dorsiflexation. Any doctors in here? What the fuck does that mean? Which loads the calf Achilles. However, I also clearly see him step on someone else's foot, which may have caused his ankle to roll, which could have protected the Achilles, but caused an ankle injury. Hard to tell. Hope he's okay. All right, here we go. Let me slow this down. All right. Is there better quality on this thing? Dang, guy tweeted this thing out in 470p. What the hell is this? Good night on this video. Yeah, I can't see that at all, really. You can see the right leg back, though. Watch the right leg. There it goes. Right leg goes back. He circles it. And then it literally like bounces like a trampoline off the ground. Jeez. I don't know. I you know, these videos are tough. Thank you to the dude who DM'd me that. I appreciate it, bro. I followed you back. Appreciate that very much. My boy, I think it's JT in the chat. Thank you, dude. Appreciate the DM. Look, I don't know. Again, I'm not a doctor. I can't be the arbiter of what happened here, but I think it looks more serious than people saying it's a sprain. I don't think it's a sprain.
I don't. Maybe I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong. I'm actually praying I'm wrong. I hope it's a sprain. That's best case scenario. But if we lose him, I mean, that's going to be a much tougher thing to overcome. And obviously, we do have that. We do. If any team can overcome it, it's the Philadelphia Eagles. If any team can overcome it, it's the Philadelphia Eagles and Jeff Stoutland and this offensive line. But two new guards is different. Two new guards is a tough thing to overcome. All right? So, I don't know. I don't know. I'm hoping, again, James A., I'm hoping you're right, my dude. Hoping you're right, my dude, that it's a high ankle sprain. Hoping you are right. Dirty Air says, looked like he stepped back. The way it rebounds back says Achilles to me. When you rupture your Achilles, it Dirty Air, it definitely rebounded. Now, I don't know if it's an Achilles, but I saw the rebound too. You can see the right leg go back and immediately bounce up. And that at that point is when, boom, he drops back and lost all leverage. Like he clearly had no more. Frankie, I don't like it either. Believe me, I don't want to be live talking about this right now. I do not. I would love to be talking about the open practice, how incredible our fan base is for showing up 60,000 strong at the link tonight. By the way, another shout out to them. We have the best fan base in football. It's not a cliche. But this is what we got to talk about. This is it. I mean, you know, and this is obviously a very key integral part of this organization is Landon Dickerson. Not only on the football field, but in the locker room, in the huddle, everything. So, oh, geez. Trenton says, quick guessing. Trenton, I've very clearly stated that I do not know. I'm just looking at it like all of you are. Trenton, are you on social media looking at it? That's what I'm doing here, my friend. That's what I'm doing here. I'm not trying to make a proclamation about what it is or what it isn't. I don't know. But Landon got hurt at practice. MJ, what's up, dude? Oh, he says it. Look at video from Fantasy Injury T. That's the one we just played. That's the one we just played. So thank you, MJ, for the super chat, brother. I appreciate it very much. 115 likes. Thank you, man. Hit that like button. Thanks, everybody, for being here. All right. Kerwin says, what else happened today? Darius Cooper. This team wants to keep him, I think. They lined him up with the punt. They lined him up on special teams. All right, we'll see what happens. All right, I like Darius Cooper a lot. Another good day for the defense, Kerwin. Jahad Campbell. Johnny Mack said best practice he's seen from Jahad Campbell. And he looks like a mismatch on everybody when he's rushing the passer. People can't deal with the strength, the size, the speed, and the length. So, oh, geez, a lot of comments on the Achilles. I hope to gosh. It ain't his Achilles. Oh, man, I hope it's not his Achilles. Man, do I hope it's not his Achilles. Man, do I hope. Please. Xander, what are your thoughts on Bennett getting first team reps? Good. Good. Throw another name in that mix, Ibanez. If Ringo and Adoree haven't seized the job, put some pressure on them. Put another name in the mix. Somebody go and steal that job. Somebody go and meet the moment. Now, my worry with Bennett is actually not about his play on the field. My worry with Bennett is the tackling and the shoulder. You know, he's had the shoulder injuries, and he's had the missed tackle rate for him is through the roof, man. Through the roof. I mean, the percentage of his missed tackle percentage was like top in the NFL. So, you know, I don't know. I think he's actually a really good corner, but I think all the concerns with him are everything outside of him playing corner, you know. Go Bird says, seeing Jahad Campbell up close and personal, he's a lot bigger. Yeah, I saw him in person at the NASCAR race I was at. Shout out to Dirty Air. He's a fucking beast. He's a beast. All right. Mr. Michael brings up an interesting point, too. You don't really rupture that going backwards. It's more a quick step forward. Well, Mr. Michael, I'm not a doctor, so I don't know. But is that just typically what we're used to seeing because of the NBA injuries? They're obviously almost always taking a step forward. I don't know. James A. says, what's your thoughts on Kenyon Green? He's probably going to get cut. We'll see, though.
Hopefully he can earn a spot. Gonzalo checks in. What's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. If you're new here, appreciate it. Hit that like button. Subscribe to the channel. Never seen you, but thanks for the super chat. Was he able to put weight on it at all or walk off the field? If it's ruptured, he wouldn't be able to walk on it at all. Apparently, he was very ginger on it, and it didn't look like he put much weight, but it didn't seem like he put zero weight, if that makes sense. That's right. Aaron Rodgers tore his going backwards. That's right. Frankie's like me. I'm having a heart attack and knots in the stomach. You and me both, dude. You and me both. Landon Dickerson is one of my favorite players. I love that. Get in the huddle. I choose violence. I hear that. I'm like, I like that player. I choose violence. Yeah, me too, Landon. I think more people in life need to choose violence. How about that? Give violence a chance, baby. Come on. This is football. Let's see. We'll see how it all shakes out. All right, everybody. A nice stream tonight. Thanks, everybody, for being here. Appreciate all the likes, the shares, the comments, and the subscribes. We'll be live again, all right, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Birds 365. I'll get the full breakdown from Johnny Mac. John, you know, the funny thing about John, I had to get him out of here. I wanted to talk to John for 45 minutes tonight, but they, like, locked him in the stadium. They legitimately lock him in the stadium if he's not ready to go. If he doesn't leave on time. So I wanted to get him out of there because he's got a long drive home with all the traffic from the stadium. So I wanted to get him out of there. So we'll see. Billy John says, Landon Dickerson sprained his ankle. Not a big deal. Billy Jean, from your lips to God's ears, my friend. I hope he just sprained an ankle. I hope. And if he did that and you're in here tomorrow, I'll be like, Billy John, you were right. Thank God. All right. But let's see what happens. I'm with you, A-Team. Let's see what happens, all right? I just love Landon Dickerson. You hate to see it. Football, look, we're fans, guys. That's what football is. You're a fan of the game. You're a fan of players. You're a fan of the team. You know, he's one of my favorite players. You know, you don't want to see him go down. You don't want to see him go down for a lot of reasons. But, you know, Philly 500. I love Philly 500, Leon. I got to go. I'll watch his stream after this. Is he still live, Leon? I'll go catch his stream. Yeah, he's stressed, so am I. I'm stressed. Yeah, everybody says to me, you're too stressed. All right, well, I'm the one on the screen, you know? You guys can have the benefit of just typing out comments. So, look, we'll see what happens. Great, great. Again, I'll end it on another thing that I said earlier in the practice, and I want to give a shout-out to this city and this fan base because people talk about how great our fan base is, but it's real. It's not fake. It's freaking real, man. Look at the amount of people at that stadium tonight. I mean, somebody put up a video tonight of Jalen Hurts. Let me just pull it up while I have this screen shared. All right, let me pull it up here. Watch this video of Jalen Hurts coming out here. Look at this video. Dude, our fans are really the best. Watch this video. Hurts jogging out. Listen to the stadium. Look at it. Dude. Dude, other quarterbacks play in cities and dream of a reaction like that for a real game. Jalen Hurts gets showered with that type of cheers and praise on an August 10th practice. We are a special city and a special fan base. By the way, our fan base is the reason that Jacob Sports exists. You guys all know that, I'm sure. This company doesn't exist without a fan base like this. So I'm appreciative for multiple reasons, but I'm also honored to be a part of the fan base. We got a special city and a special fan base. So pretty awesome video there. Shout out to the city of Philadelphia and the fans for showing up today and giving them that love. This team deserves it. Obviously coming off a Super Bowl season last year. So big shout out to them. Shout out to everybody in the chat tonight. Hit that like button. Thank you very much for being here. Hit that like on your way out. We'll be live 8 to 10 a.m. on Birds 365, our Philadelphia Eagles morning show. Be there, me and Johnny Mack, 8 to 10 a.m. We got Jeff Kerr. We got Chris Franco tomorrow. So we'll talk about it all extensively. We'll dive into what went on at the open practice, and we'll break down more of what happened here. But obviously the big news tonight is the Landon Dickerson injury. We will keep our eyes posted. And the minute I have an update, everybody, I'll go live on the channel. All right, I will come here right on this channel, and I will go live with the update once we have a real update on it. All right, so thank you all. Hit that like button. I'll see you next time, everybody.
EAGLES, Eagles.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.